Good morning to everyone. Happy Valentine's to all of you. And I hope you do enjoy your Valentine's special person. And I pray that love grow and mature. Today we celebrate also the anniversary of the extension of the work of Opus Dei with women. Founded on the 2nd of October 1928, St. Jose Maria saw later on this day, today, in 1930, that women could also be part of Opus Dei. And thus, we have them and their projects and their apostolates. I praise God right now for all what they do. And then today also is the anniversary of the foundation of the Priestly Society of the Holy Cross. That is the solution that God made Saint Jose Maria, founder of Opus Dei, to see so that there could be priests ordained to serve in Opus Dei. In 1943. So today we have a special mass, and the gospel is a proper one, proper to this feast. And it is the text of St. Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 51. And it is all about the finding of the child Jesus in the temple. We are told by St. Luke that his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. The Passover being one of the greatest feasts in the Jewish religious and secular calendar. The Passover commemorates the liberation of Israelites from Egyptian bondage. And so they were free to go, and God led them to the promised land. So every year, God wanted the Jews to commemorate this liberation. And the parents of Jesus went to Jerusalem to celebrate that every year. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it. But supposing him to be in the company, they went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. Only after 3 days did they realize, and this is very possible because the Jews, as when they traveled in convoys, the men would be grouped in one, and the women will be grouped also along the convoy together. So the men and then the women. So they were separate. So one spouse could always think that the child could be with the other one. Only during a rest from the trip, would they be together, and they would find out, well, no one had Jesus with him or her. So they returned to Jerusalem. You can imagine the mother and the father so worried, anxious to find Jesus. They had lost Jesus. I wonder what happens to you when you lose something. Sometimes our hearts are consumed by suspicion that a helper or a worker or a secretary had stolen it. But in the end, after, I don't know, some time, we find it, we just misplaced it. You know, when we lose something, we can find out what is in our hearts. You know, it is stressful or distressful occasion of loss. Then we can check what goes on in our hearts. We lose a loved one what comes to our hearts. We lose a scholarship. We lose something. And maybe something very important. What happens to our souls or hearts? Do we get angry? Do we get to blame others? Do we condemn ourselves for being useless because we lost it? And how many times we have lost it? Well, that's why today is a good time to check our hearts. Valentine's Day, right? Well, we continue the gospel, and when they did not find him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Seeking him. That was what was in the heart of Mary and Joseph. Seeking Jesus, whom they lost. When we lose something, do we pray? Do we look for what we had lost? Instead of, you know, trying some, yeah, because we're so intelligent, we know that there is a cause. But seldom do we suspect ourselves. Perhaps because of egoism. That we have misplaced it, etc. We tend to blame others. Perhaps some others. Or if we do blame ourselves, we condemn ourselves as well. Which is also an overreaction. Some kind of egoism as well, to give ourselves so much importance. We put ourselves down so much. Well, we have to be balanced and seek the Lord. He is the one who can guide us to find what we have lost. So they sought him, and after 3 days, imagine, 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. They were so happy to see him safe. You know, he did not have a place to stay in. Who would feed him? Who would be the people around him? Well, this caused a lot of anxiety in Mary and Joseph. Of course, in a balanced way, they did not lose their minds. They had clearly in their hearts to look for Jesus. And they found him. So it took a lot, some time, 3 days. He was lost. So the length of loss would also determine the amount of joy in finding him. The longer it took, the joy would be fuller. Right? And listen to this. And when they saw him, son, or rather, and when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, son, rightfully, she could call her son, why have you treated us so? You see, we can talk with God like this. Behold, your father and I have been looking for you anxiously. Our lady did not hide it. But she did not mean to blame him or to put him down or to blame Joseph. There's no statement about that. There is no proof of that. And he said to them, how is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house? Well, his foster father was Joseph. He should be with them, right? But he was pointing to his divinity, his father in heaven, who had this temple. He was found in a temple, right? And he had to be concerned about that temple. Because it was the house of prayer. It was the house where God met man, or man met God. St. Luke says, and they did not understand the saying which he spoke to them. See? And the last sentence of the gospel today goes, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them, and his mother kept all these things in her heart. So what was in her heart? The things that amazed her, the memory of Jesus, lost and found. And then his development of this, this step forward in his existence here on earth, his preoccupation about the Father's house. later on, he would may being more mature, in his early 30s, he would make a whip of cords and push and whip those money changers and those vendors out of the temple because they had made it a den of thieves. Prayer was inexistent there. So his preoccupation. So what that should be in our hearts as we go about our daily duties, our activities, our frustrations, our losses, our disappointments. Let us look for Jesus. Let us be with him and suffer together with our Lord, just like Our Lady and Saint Joseph did. Thank you for listening, and may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you all and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!